I don't believe it's a whole new structure. It's just looking at the existing structure and looking at the problems we've got and looking at how we can move forward with really good, sensible plans and that can look after the safety of the people. But most importantly of all, we've got to preserve those trackways.
So what do you need from the state government? I know it's preliminary, but are you talking hundreds of thousands of dollars
look,
or millions?
It's, really not known at this stage, and it's too early to say. All we're seeking is support, not like support to understand what the complexity of the issue is and how the structure or the operating structure of that and the ownership of Lark Quarry. These are the sorts of things that we need to discuss with state government in particular, but form a partnership with them to get them to assist us and probably move on to the federal government, because this is a national icon, and then we can start sorting out how much money is going to need to fix it, and then how we can go forward by working and operating this great national monument.
It's within a national park, is it not?
So conservation park.
A conservation park. Yep. So I'm trying to work out why it's your responsibility at the council as opposed to Parks and Wildlife Service that oversee conservation
well,
parks.
Well, the existing arrangements with the national parks is it's a joint arrangement, but there's duties there. Responsibilities of local government and also national parks, but all the infrastructure and operational issues and payment of monies for repairs and maintenance come from the local government. So without going into that, and we're in the process of trying to renew our arrangement with national parks, so you can understand that we're balking at that at the moment.
Have you had any safety issues out there, or is it just, the understanding that this needs to be fixed? Have you had a problem with...
Well, we haven't had any major safety issues in actual incidents or anything of that sort yet. However, but the monitoring of the walls and that sort of thing is a great concern, because the last time they monitored, until the time just of a few weeks ago when they were monitored, the movement of the... southern wall has indicated that it's leaning towards the trackways. That's something that's got to be addressed, and hence you can understand why it's been closed at this point of time. And those sorts of things have got to be addressed to what do we do with these walls, and there's lots and lots of movement there, and that's part of the addressing the plan, the problems.
In terms of the current closure, it was only to be for 2 to 3 weeks when we initially spoke to your Shire's tourism manager. It's still closed, I understand. What's the likelihood? Do you know when it will reopen?
Look, it's an unknown. It's closed at this stage. It's very timely in this fact that it's the quietest part of our year, and these are the times when you normally sort of look at a tourist or a facility of such as like as Lark Quarry. We've got time on our hands to formulate these plans to be able to assess which and how we go forward from here.
Would you expect it would be open for tourism season 2012?
Well, of course, you can always aim at things like that, but it's really too early to say until we've got early assessments, which we don't really want to sort of... They're not part of a formal plan yet, but we've got early estimates, but we'd like to expand them first before, we can give a time that it could be open.
It might not be open in time for tourist season 2012.
It may not be, but we're hoping that we can talk to government and get SEEK support, so that could be the case.